As we saw the poster, that inshallah we do some practical demonstration of salah, which is very, very important. The command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala also, iqamatus salah, wa aqimi salatu li dhikri. And this word, iqamatus salah, to establish salah. Establishment of salah, mufassirin explain. Allah did not say sallu. Allah said aqimi salah, aqimu salah, wa aatu zakah. This word iqama means to establish. So commentators of Quran explain this word iqamatus salah means not just merely performing salah, to establish salah in a way that you fulfill all the fara'is of salah, wajibat, sunnats and mustahabbat. Once you fulfill these four, then you have established salah. Miss the mustahabbat, we have not fulfilled the command of Quran Sharif. We have just done some actions. That is why we say, but I'm performing salah, but nothing is happening. We haven't performed salah. We haven't learned salah. We're just carrying on with the motions. But we know when we go to the gym, the trainer says, breathe in. And now we breathe in. Now breathe out. And we tell the next person also, you're not doing it right. Let me show you how to do it. Now how he's picking up the weights, he's doing his bench press, whatever it is now. And we tell him, no, you've got to hold it like this, hold it like that. Right, otherwise the right muscle won't get exercised or built, whatever it may be. We're so particular about it. So particular about it. Salah should be even more particular. Something to learn. And then the Hadith Sharif says, man aqama as-salah faqad aqama ad-din. Wa man tarakaha faqad hadama ad-din. Or kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam, man aqama as-salah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used the same word. That person, aqama, who established salah, faqad aqama ad-din, he has established his deen. Wa man tarakaha, taraka ish, taraka iqamata as-salah. The person who abandoned and left out establishment of salah, not performing. The person who left out establishment of salah has destroyed his deen. So what we are doing, we are just reading namaz. We haven't established salah as yet. And that one of broken namaz, Allah is giving so much. But the whole thing is about establishing the namaz correctly. And for that we have to learn how to perform salah. But the fazl of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Honorable Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib says, that just as we have a sanad and chain for hadith, and a chain in tasawuf, I'm to this shaykh, and he's better to that shaykh. He said, for salah also we need our chain. Because Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam mentioned, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Perform salah as you see me performing salah. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam has left this world. How do I see him performing salah? So the Sahaba Ikram, they saw him. And their students, they saw them. And their students, they saw them. Finally, we learn from someone that learned from their ustaz or sheikh. They learn from there and goes up to Rasulullah sallallahu, and now I have my sanad and chain. I've learned salah. Finally, after all these years, now I've seen salah practically how to perform it. And remember, perfection of salah doesn't happen once off. I got it now for life. No, no. It's a continuous service. Continuous service and checking. Service and checking. Sometimes we begin to slip holding the hands. Sometimes we slip in ruku. Sometimes in sajda. It happens. There was a continuous effort. That is why, alhamdulillah, in our Khanqah, in Azadwal, our Hazrat Wala, every year, for 30 days is a lesson of just performing namaz. And finally, it was the last few days before Eid, then Hazrat will line up the entire majma, appoint the ulama, ikram, and every self, check everybody's namaz. Minimum, after adhikaf, it is they walk out knowing how to perform the basic namaz. Otherwise, you can be bayans, and dhikr and everything else and no action. What do you say? The i'tikaf stops, the menu, subhanallah. The Durban Ali, mashallah. But then what we learnt? This is my namaz came right. I got one thing right at least. Inshallah, we'll do it quickly. And thereafter, we'll do some questions and answers. If there is any questions, inshallah. But basically, we'll do the namaz just for us to get some understanding that I have to learn my namaz. Allah's fazl. We had a musalli in Masjid al-Hilal, who was still there, alhamdulillah. He's got some eye problem, losing his eyesight. So I saw him someday, sometime, when the lights used to go off, watching the plants in the back, quietly, quietly, doing his thing. So one day, I made salam with him. But he was very aloof. So I told him, "Bhai, mashallah, I see you watering all the plants every day. Say, oh, you caught me, eh?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "I wait for everybody to go first." He said, "Now you're talking to me, you do me a favor." I said, "Yeah, whatever I can help you. I'm losing my eyesight. It's got some illness." He said, "Now I'm in the masjid now. Now you come to the masjid, I got to catch up a lot of things in my life before I lose anything and before I go. Will teach me namaz." He said, "Yeah, I'll teach you, no problem." He said, "But everybody is gone then. After the talim, put the lights off, just you and me." I said, "No problem." And what desire. You look at him now, outwardly, not really deendar, but the concern, he said, "I did everything in life. Did everything in tops also. Not the very good things. Did everything in tops. Now I have to get my namaz right." And he was, the words he used also, he said, I have to now repay big chief upstairs. I have to get things right with him before I reach him. There, no problem. And subhanallah, he will catch me every night. Just show me how to stand properly. Alright, and how to make ruku, how to make sajda. One thing, then miswak. Then sometime he will send me in the daytime also. So just refreshing my memory, the tashahud, how you do it. So you take a picture of his finger also. This is right, this is wrong. I got it right, how to perfect the thing. But everything else I like to do right. So I want to get my namaz right also. And then he began, he asked for his rifas song, for his eyes, etc. Started reading it, started doing some treatment. A few days ago also, he messaged me. And I remember clearly, maybe about 4 or 5 years ago, he said, "I'm starting to read Quran Sharif again after 35 years or 30 years. I haven't opened Quran." And he started reading Quran. He said, "I already finished 2 khatams last week. Already finished 2 khatams last week." Sometime he sent me a message 2 o'clock in the morning. He said, "I couldn't sleep. I woke up. I took a picture of his pages reading and reading Surah Yusuf. So I'm making dua for you. And I'm making dua." He said, "I'm making dua for you. And I'm making dua for your big chief." Many Hazrat Wala. So the desire to perfect the namaz, alhamdulillah. And you see his namaz also. It is a properly, alhamdulillah. Namaz, what is miswak, everything. Say this, I can do something right in my life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us sufiq and understanding, inshaAllah. Coming to namaz, we come for salah. Wuzu is a whole discussion altogether to perfect our wudu, the miswak, washing our limbs, etc. That is another whole discussion altogether. We'll go to the ulama ikram, check our wuzu is correct, whether we're making it correctly, that's very important. Ghusl is just as important also. But starting with salah, the first thing in salah, we have niyat in the heart. We have to make the niyat in the heart. Allama Shami rahimahullah, one of the great fuqaha would say, to make a niyat with the tongue is bid'ah. To make niyat with the tongue is, if we learn this in madrasa now, whether in Urdu, whether in Arabic, whether in English, that Ya Allah, 2 rakat namaz, facing Qibla, behind the Imam, Salat al-Zuhur, 4 rakat, the whole Urdu we repeat it. That was a practice now to make us conscious of it. The niyat is in the heart, that is sufficient. Standing up, in Kitab it is mentioned now that you face the toes towards the Qibla. There's the Qibla of the body in Salah. In Tabaqat ibn Sa'ad, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu would say, I regard it mustahab, commendable. That as far as possible, all my limbs face towards the Qibla during Salah. Because I'm pulling the nur from Baytullah. Whether my feet, whether my hands, etc. So facing towards the Qibla, in the Hanafi mazhab, 4 fingers apart. 4 fingers apart, aqrabu ilal khushu'. Our Shaykh al-Hadith has written the Kitab. And he will say, 4 fingers apart is closest to khushu' and concentration in Salah. Salah is something which is not easy. We'll have to practice it. Is that something which is just natural? There is some discomfort. But when it comes to the body, as I mentioned, for jumming, not of discomfort. I was saying, no pain, no gain. So we have to stand certain way. Then you have to bend certain way. Now bend your knees and pick up the weights. Everything. There's something there, but he pushes till he builds himself up. We have to build our iman also, build our contact with Allah. And if we stand in a way Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam stood, once we get that right, then Allah says he got it right. Now he's standing like my beloved. Now we get in the full nur of it. So 4 fingers apart, facing towards the Qibla. So we got to practice this. Now we'll say I'm flat-footed. No problem. How long salah is? 10 minutes? So little bit of discomfort. we have to put it somehow facing towards the Qibla. Hazrat says also very humorously that if your one foot is facing towards Hollywood and one foot towards Bollywood, where your namaz is going to take you? To the theater, by you're not going to Baitullah. Because the Qibla is off already. So facing towards the Qibla, both the feet facing towards the Qibla, and just to illustrate the importance of this. Our Hazrat mentioned also that nowadays, before also, you go to the bank, and you got a cubicle, security cubicle outside. And then you got the guard over there. So before you enter, you're going through the cubicle. When you go through the cubicle, then he closes the door. And you see at the bottom there, they got a print, the footprint. Alright, and on the door, they got a hand, to put your hand there. Now you're waiting, you push, you're not opening. They said, you knock the glass, they said, stand there properly. Now you put your feet properly. Say, now put your hand there, now it will open. That you will understand. To open the treasure of Allah, you will stand like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That my own style. That how he stood, you have to practice that. Now you see Allah's khazana will open. Now the treasure will open. For the bank we understood. Now he told us we did it. Now we see it open. So for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah was in a certain way. That's how you mentioned before, standing in Arabic is called, it's an adat. Adat means habit. As a habit, we stand up. So there's a difference between adat and ibadat. There's two different types of standing. Your normal adat standing is not salah. Salah is something different. For that, standing to qualify as an ibadat is a certain way to do it. Therefore, the feet facing towards the Qibla, four fingers apart, and then a person stands, and without tilting the head. Here also, very, very, very important, is that the feet are together in a straight line. Because the Hadith Sharif speaks about this, that in short, we are standing in a straight line. The line has to be straight, meaning all the heels on a straight line. So sometimes we understand the heel, but my own heels are crooked, one foot is front, one is back. And the effect of this, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, فَتَفْتَلِفَ قُلُوبُكُمْ. If your line is not straight, then the hearts will differ from one another. You will have problems between everyone. If the line is straight, then the hearts will be joined. If the hearts and the surf and the line is not straight, then the hearts will be disjointed. You'll find problems in the community. That is why in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the time of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, now also in our marakis in Raibina, etc., they are appointing every self young boys. Go and make sure all the heels on a straight line. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu should go with the sword and to ensure that the lines are absolutely straight. Or else, the hearts will begin to differ. There'll be problems in the community, society. Now we can imagine that a person, his own feet are not straight, will happen to his life. He never becomes straight. He can't stand straight in namaz. One foot is forward, or he's leaning on one leg and reading namaz. Imagine his life, how crooked he's going to be. So he can't stand straight in namaz also. One is forward, one is back. His own feet, that's why we got to stand, we got to see. But here's the line over here. And unfortunately, we have this problem in our masajid. No discipline. Where there should be the most disciplined people on earth, the Muslims. Because we've got time for everything. Eat now, stop eating now, go for salah now, read sunnahs now. We've got everything, but it doesn't register. If ever you see a place in the world where there's most amount of shoe racks are the masajid. But there you will find the most amount of shoes not on the shoe rack. You just don't have the discipline. Just come in and throw the shoes. So it spills over into the house also. Mother gets upset. You can't put your shoes straight. Can't put the shoes straight. No discipline. So the masjid now is a whole exercise of discipline. Where to take the shoes, put it in the shoe rack with the left hand also, putting the shoes down, then just drop it down on the ground. One day you're going to be under the ground. Respect the ground. Then down, put the shoes. Anyway, coming back to the feet. Both the feet in the same. That's what we have to see. When you're standing in the line, where's the line there? Our beloved Shaykh Dham Barakatuhu, 80 years old. And then too you see him standing in the surf to make sure his feet are straight, he's right. Now he started namaz. So particular, if my feet are straight, my life will be straight. Facing towards the Qibla, I'm going right direction. And all the musallis, yes, and you got the lines, alhamdulillah, so you have no excuse. They have no excuse, so to put the heels in a straight line. Then without tilting the head, person standing upright, please focus the eyes in the place of sajda. That's it. Doesn't have to bend his head. Tawazu, humility in salah is in the heart. Is that in the head? Humility is in the khushu, is in the heart. So you leave the head naturally up, looking at the place of sajda, then raise the hands. There are a few ways of raising the hands. In the Hanafi Mazhab, there are three different riwayats and narrations of when to make takbirat tahreema. The combination of all the riwayat and the best put all together, of fuqaha say, first you raise the hands. Raise the hands in line with the ears. Hidaa udhunayhi, mentioned in the kitab, in line with the ears, with the earlobes. So you can mean in line this way or this way. Not necessary to touch the earlobes. It means in line, if you put your hands, the palms facing towards the qibla, my hands are in line with my ears. So in that manner. So basically you are standing facing the qibla. And your back is straight up. Your eyes focus on the place of sajda. And as your hands are down, all you have to do, as you see me doing it, just lift it up there. You have to do this or do that. As your hands are down, just lift it naturally up. It's all in line. Palms, because some riwayat say the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam raises his hands in line with his shoulders. Because the Shafi'is do it. They raise their hands still here. Some riwayat say that he raises his hands in line with his ears. So we combine both the riwayats. So when you raise your hands, as I mentioned to you, just raise it here. The palms are in line with the shoulders and the fingers in line with the ears. So you got both the hadiths. So you just gotta raise it till there. And the palms facing towards the qibla, fingers naturally apart. Not spread out, not closed. Naturally apart. This, my dear brothers, will have to practice just looking at home in the mirror. That's how we go back to the gym. After every, what they call it? That's it. After every set, he's looking in the mirror already. But he picked up anything. So, salah also, to check up whether my salah, the bar picked up or not. Whether I'm getting it right. Oh, we still want to carry on like this. You see what they're doing this. The head is tilting his makruh, and the hands facing towards the, and ears coming out like that. Namaz not right. So to raise the hands here, the line on the qibla, and naturally, fingers apart, and from here, you start takbir. Allahu Akbar. Takbir starts from here and ends as you tie your hands. As you tie the hands, you have to tie the hands in the Hanafi Mazhab, the riwayat of Ali radiallahu anhu, inna min as-sunnah. Part of the sunnah. And tada'a yadahu al-yusra ala yadahi al-yumna. Tada'a yadahu al-yumna ala al-yusra tahta surah. Aw kama qal. To tie the right hand upon the left hand below the navel. And I request you now, just check where the navel is. So we see now where we're tying our hands. We're tying on the navel, above the navel. I see if I tie my hand on the navel, you can see straight. It's on the navel. Above the navel, it goes like this. And below the navel, which is correct, then you see how it is. When you're standing next to somebody, you can already make out now whether he's on the navel or above the navel. Because below the navel, it'll go like this. But it's going straight. If it's below the navel, you can't really have it straight. It has to come on the navel. That's not correct. The hand has to be below the navel. And yet, it's very simple to train ourselves below the navel. We're standing normally, but our hands are down on both sides. And we just, and Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahimullah will say, how important to tie their hands correctly. How important? When a person is flying, then they show you, they have a whole demonstration, how to tie the seat belt. The whole demonstration, how to tie the seat belt. And when takeoff also, they put the light on, fasten seat belts. That now we'll be going 35,000 feet above sea level. There could be turbulence. So ensure that you put your seat belt. Even the air steward will come, seat belt, seat belt, seat belt. So important it is, just a seat belt. As Hakim Sahib Rahimullah will say, when you're starting Salah, you are not going to the 5,000 feet above sea level, you are going to the Arsh of Allah. And there will be turbulence. Where's the turbulence? All in here. But tie it tight, so you don't forget where you are right now. So like this he would say, when the hands are naturally down, and you just put it like this together, buckle up. What they say? So you don't have to even really measure now. Where's the navel? If your hands are like this, if you train yourself now, the hands like this, you just put it together. Below the navel. To make your takbir starting here, Allahu Akbar, below the navel. Below the navel, tuck this hand inside. left hand tucked, not left like this. But you see, some people also, they tie their hands too low. Tie the hands too low. That becomes a problem also. And then everything starts to itch and starts stretching after that. He says, don't go too low also, and not too high, in between. This in between, and with the little finger and the thumb, you will make a circle around your wrist. This is also the different riwayat in the Hadith Sharif, where, as you see, the Shafi'is, that they will place their right hand upon the upper arm of the left hand. That is their riwayat, for them is correct. So that is one. Other narrations say that Nabi alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam placed the inner part of his right hand on the outer part of the left hand. So we have one riwayat there, one riwayat here. So we join all and we say that you take your little finger of the right hand and the thumb, make a circle around your wrist. So in this way you will find that your palm is on your left hand, the right palm, and the fingers are spread out on the upper arm. So we get all the different riwayat. But this is the correct way of standing. And this, many brothers for years performing salah, they're still standing like this. Still standing like this, holding their hands like this. Now understand the Quranic ayat that you love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Follow me, يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ Allah will love you. Just one action of mine according to the sunnah can win myself the love of Allah. He got it right. He got it right. Just tying their hands, Allah will love me. I did it correctly, like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So here is happening, I'm still standing incorrectly. They're holding it correctly. And it's not an effort, it's very easy, just to become conscious of it. So to tie their hands correctly, and then we read A'uzu. First, Sana, Subhanakallah, Alhamdulillah, behind the Imam will read. And after Sana, behind the Imam, there's no A'uzu, there's no Bismillah, no Surah Fatiha, nothing. When the Imam will read, إِذَا قَرَى الْإِمَامُ فَأَنْصِتُوا. When the Imam reads Qirat, you must remain quiet. You don't read anything. Other Mazahib, yes, they read behind the Imam. Because they take the riwayat, لَا صَلَاةَ إِلَّا بِفَاتِحَةِ الْكِتَابِ. The Salah is not valid without Surah Fatiha. We see it applies to the Imam and the Munfarid. So for the Hanafis, there is no Qirat behind the Imam whatsoever. All four rakats namaz. If you start with the Imam, you will read Thana. And that's it. No A'uzu, no Bismillah. Imam will do the rest. He's the mutakallim. He will speak on behalf of the congregation. So we stand behind the Imam. And naturally you stand feet towards the Qibla. Tie their hands. Imam said, Bodil, if I'm a munfarid, reading my own salah. In Thana, A'uzu, Bismillah, Surah Fatiha. Surah Fatiha, wa al-dhalin, Ameen. They don't need to read Bismillah in between. Riwayat of Muhammad, rahmatullah alayhi. Immediately you start your surah. You don't have to read Bismillah again for the surah. Once you finish it, and also very importantly, to be absolutely motionless in salah. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. خَاشِعُونَ means you are absolutely motionless. No movement whatsoever. This, if you haven't practiced, is very difficult. Just a few years ago, yesterday we told the brothers, just try sitting down, sitting in tashahud, and just sit motionless for 5 seconds, and see how difficult it is. It's a burdensome, we're not used to it. So standing also for salah, if you stand like this, motionless means I'm looking down, I've got my hands tied. Now commonly we'll stand, but the shoulder will move, fingers will still move, the toes will twitch a bit, sometimes the nose will touch it, or the ear. Hazrat says now, during qiyam in salah, there now the mind starts working. I had eczema behind my ears. I'm just checking namaz now. But they still, I had a cough last week. It's cleared up. Once you start your cough, then the boys' line is going to start in the back. You all start the coughing after the chorus will start. There's a time absolutely standing still, motionless, not moving front or back. Some people have the habit moving and reading Quran Sharif also. The correct way is it like how we move front and back. The Jews pray like that. Sahaba Ikram will move from left to right. Left to right, not front and back. Some boys feel the most sawab now. They move so fast. So it's from left to right. Joom joom ke. They will enjoy the Quran tilawat. This way they would read the Quran Sharif also. So in salah, there's no moving in salah. Salah is absolutely motionless. Not moving at all like a, what you say, like a statue. Manikun. No movement. That is concentration and devotion in salah. Till today now we're still moving. We still move it. The fingers will move, the shoulders will move, head will move up and down. There's no khushu. Khushu means you're not moving at all. You're absolutely concentrated on Allah. Should concentration. Now try it. When you read about 2 rakats now, try not to move at all in any posture, number one. And secondly, we advise the brothers, Allah give me tawfiq also, to be motionless. And when's the last time in our namazes we read 5 tasbihat? Or 7 tasbihat? We're still on 3. Subhanallah Rabbi Razim, Subhanallah Rabbi Razim. And finished. When's the last time we added 2 more? Make it odd numbers. 7, 9, 11. And in i'tikaf, this will have time. Odd nights, even nights, we have the time. Make more muhabbat to Allah. Lengthen the tasbihat a little bit till we feel the connection to Allah. Going into ruku and stay there. 5, 7, 9 and say to yourself, Allah made this back to bend for him. And fulfilling the purpose of this back of mine. Allah made his head to put it down for him. Yalla, I'll keep it here. You give permission for me to raise my head. Otherwise, we're still coming out 20 years, 40 years. Still namaz, still in the maktab namaz. We're still reading maktab namaz. A businessman has a projection and he comes at the end of the year and he says, this year wasn't a good year. As I mentioned, this wasn't a good year. And then what happened? He says, same turnover like last year. He says, Alhamdulillah. It didn't decrease. It didn't decrease. But he said, no, it wasn't a good year. But my namaz, was it a good year? 20 years, was it a good year? 30 years, was it a good year? There's no hisab. In my dunya, I got a chokus. I got an accountant also. I got my own lawyer also. Where's your ustad? Where's your sheikh? Teach me namaz. Teach me. Like, sahaba ikram. As another kid, as Anas, tell me something. Teach me about Nabi Ali Salatu Salam. So we're going to have somebody where we go to that we're progressing all the time. So coming back to our salah. So our qiraat, read the surah, finish now to go into ruku. There's no intervening postures. The person leaves his hand down and he waits. And the hands are just, moving. From this posture, a person goes straight into ruku. So from here, Allahu Akbar, unless na yasam innas, Allahu Akbar. And the ruku also. The ruku also, a person, the hadith Sharif is mentioned in the fiqh kitabs. Basata Allah harahu. Nabi Ali salatu salam used to flex out his back. Spread it out. See, to the extent it's so flat that if you put a glass of water on the back, it will not spill. Motionless, and the back is straight. Not just halfway, but absolutely. And you flex the back out completely. That is flat. And the head also is not up or down. This will have to see in the mirror how my head is. It is difficult to get it right. Unless now you've got somebody, a dini partner of yours, they will check the namaz. Okay, it's all in a straight line. Now it's perfected. This is iqamatu salah. You got it right. So making the ruku, and you feel the strain on your shins. The feet are facing towards the qibla, and you push yourself forward a bit. Push yourself forward and bring your legs in. And the elbows are locked in. Not like this. But the elbows are locked, the back is locked, the knees are locked in, and the shins also are locked in. You can feel the strain on it. And not to move also. Once you got it locked in, the back straight, right? Gee, if that's it, you can see also, no problem. You have to learn all the time, inshallah. So like this, this is the ruku. And yes, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Absolutely motionless, not touching the toes also, and your eyes are fixed on your feet. One muraqabah, they would say, that when you go into ruku and you see the space between your 2 feet, you must say, this is my lifespan, that's short. This time I'll be gone. This time I'll be gone, that's my lifespan. The space between my 2 feet. When ulama calculate our life of this ummah, average 60 to 70, when they count it, the 60 to 70 compared to the life of the akhirat, etc., and they would do the calculation, say 2.5 minutes. 2.5 minutes is your lifespan compared to the life of akhirat. And they say, compared to the lives of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, they average. They will say, like how you enter the house from the front door and you exit from the back door. That's our life. You're just coming in and you're leaving. But that's the ruku. So from here also, the tasbihat is recording the soul. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. And make one tasbih, one breath. Not three tasbih, one breath. Then, like you're throwing it at Allah. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Hadith Sharif says, Ibrahim bin Adam wa Hassan Basri rahimahullah, that after Salah, when he used to make Salam, then he should cover his face. So his murid asked him, the Shaykh, after Salah, why do you cover your face? He said, the Hadith Sharif mentions, that when a Salah is up, when a person is up particular in his Salah, is up particular in his Salah, then the Salah rises just above his head. It turns into a dirty rag. And that dirty rag tells him, may Allah destroy you. Dayyaka Allah kama dayatani. May Allah destroy you as you destroyed me. Then he slung back into his face. He's out of fear for that, I blocked my, ya Allah, don't throw my salah back in my face. Till I accept it from me. I'm so conscious of the salah. So in this way also, we are conscious of our salah. One breath, one tasbih. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. It has a big ha, ayn, dha. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Then from here, Sami'a Allah. Sami'a Allah with the ayn, not Sami'a Allah. Sami'a Allah liman hamidah. Fad hamidah. Hamidahu. Sami'a Allah liman hamidahu. We stop there. Sami'a Allah liman hamidah. Allah has heard the one that has praised him. So when the Imam is saying, Sami'a Allah liman hamidah, and we are coming up, we start from here. رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ حَمْدًا كَثِيرًا طَيِّبًا مُبَارَكًا فِيهِ. That is the correct way. After we come up, Imam the Shaykh is تَحْمِيد, تَسْمِيع. The Arabic term is تَسْمِيع. And the Muqtadi is تَحْمِيد. So the Imam Sahib will say, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ, and you say, رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ. So there's no need for the Imam. Yes, Imam Hanifa's view is that Imam Sahib will only say Sami'a Allahu liman hamida, doesn't have to say Rabbana wa lakal hamd. Sahibin shouldn't say, Imam Sahib will also say Rabbana wa lakal hamd. So he will say Tasmi' Sami'a Allah, and Muqtadi will say Rabbana wa lakal hamd. Allahumma Rabbana wa lakal hamd. Different riwayat. Rabbana wa lakal hamd, then we can add on hamdan kathiran tayyiban wa barakan fi. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam performing salah. After salah, he turned around. And he said, I heard someone reciting some du'as in Qumma. Who was it? The Sahabi who mentioned it, he got a bit afraid. Did he do something wrong? So Nabi Fallah, I said something. What did you say? So I said, Rabbana wa lakal hamd, hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fi. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, I saw more than 30 malaika rushing to write the reward of your kalimats. So that came in salah. Hamdan kathiran. The other was I had the du'as to be read also. Which, if we can learn it, alhamdulillah, especially we say, brothers going for Umrah, sitting in Medina Munawwara, take one dua kitab. Sit in the court of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and learn the dua that he read. رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدِ حَمْدًا كَثِيرًا طَيِّبًا مُبَارَكًا فِيهِ مِنَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمِنَ الْأَرْضِ مِنَ مَا شِئْتَ مِنْ شِئٍ بَعْدُ أَهْلَ الثَّنَاءِ وَالْمَجْدِ الْأَمَانِ لِمَا أَعْطَيْتَ وَلَا مُعْطِي لِمَا مَنَعْتَ وَلَا يَنْفَعُ ذَا الْجَدِّ مِنْكَ الْجَدُّ. By now, brothers Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam already, so long dua. We can learn the shorter ones. Oh, suffice upon this at least. And very important, when you come up from Qawma, the fastest people for Salah in the world are the Indo-Pak Muslims. Very fast. We hardly come up. And Imam Sahib reading the Sunnah, we already halfway down. Imam Sahib is taking too long. All Mota is already halfway down. Now the time, Hadith Sharif says that all the limbs of the body must come back to the original position. If you read the Sunnah Qiraat, then you come back to the original position. رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدًا كَثِيرًا. Now you absolutely, this is called Qawma. Imam Abu Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali would say, the Sunnah of Imam Hanifa, that Qawma is wajib. So you're going to fulfill it like a wajib also. To stand properly upright. And then read your du'as as you're coming up, and you stand upright, then you go down. Now going down also, one is the correct way, one is the incorrect way. Allama Shami has mentioned this also in his fifth kitab, one of the greatest jurists of the time. One is now commonly how we find a person who come up from coma, is going down into sajda, and he'll go down like this. He says, going down like this constitutes a second ruku. So from ruku now is going into sajda. If you go straight back down, as straight as possible, but not with the takalluf and formality. Salah is something which is beautiful, full of grace. So going down also, not like a robot, just drop down also. But go down in a beautiful manner, because this is muhabbat to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So not bending the back also, not going hands first. Tabarak al-jamal. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, like how the sitting of a camel. Other mazhab, they go down like their hands first. Another mazhab, we go with knees first touch the ground, then the hands, then the face, forehead, and then the nose. So going down also, after we stand up, still gaze on the place of sajda, then you come down. Come down almost straight back, as much as you can. Not bending the back, that can constitute a second ruku. They go into sajda, now you made two rukus. Was that correct? So you go down as straight as possible, as we're going down also. From here you start takbir, Allahu Akbar. And coming down, there's no intermediary posture. Like how we mentioned also for Qoma, Jalsa, when you're going into ruku, is that you drop your hands down. Some people have the habit even for witr salah, for the takbir in the third rakat, so they drop their hands first down. They make Allah with, they drop it again, and then they tie it. That's correct. From here you must come up, Allahu Akbar. Not dropping it either in the beginning or after it. So you raise the hands and you tie it. So here also when you're going down, here was it tells us also, some people go down because now they say South Africans and they're supporting the spring box. So they spring a little bit. So no springing over here. You go down one way. And when they come up also, then they spring a little bit here. And then they jump up. She says, no, but you can be South African also, but Ummati first. Whether you support the monarch. But so when you come down, you come down with gracefully. Knees first, then the hands, and then the head. So the hands also, where to place the hands? Where to place the hands? They say, as you make your takbirah tahreema, as you mentioned, the hands are here, you just raise it there. So when you're going down, the hands are same position. And your head in between it. Not too front, not too back. Sometimes you put it too back, sometimes too front, sometimes you stretch out too much also. That's not correct. Everything in moderation. So how the hand should be, in ruku also we forgot to mention, ruku, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, أَقَذَ بِرُكْبَتَيْهِ You grab his knees. Here you grab it. Here you grab both the knees and the fingers are spread apart. Here what happens commonly, either we do it like this, the brothers can see. The hands go this way, or it goes this way. If not like that, we try to do it correctly, but we leave the fingers loose. And you find the fingers are just hanging. It's not correct. You grab the knee. Everything is locked in. There's nothing loose. That's a proper ruku now. So then you grab the knees. Back is straight, flexed out, leveled out. The elbows are locked in also. And you grab your knees. And now you read your tasbihat. Going down, the only posture in salah where you close your fingers completely, in sajda. And there also the text in the kitabs, Dhammul Asabi'i. Dhamm. When you translate in Urdu also, it says, Khub Ungliyoka Milana. Khub means that make sure you close them properly. So once you ask one youngster, how many fingers you got? They got eight. Say, show me your hand. I got eight fingers. Say, no, eight fingers and two thumbs. Eight fingers and thumbs also fingers, right? So in sajda, you close all of them, not only eight. But some people close eight also, that they, the small fingers go out. Or the index finger, or the thumb goes like this. So you close all five, all ten facing towards the qibla. So coming down into sajda, person comes down into sajda, brothers can see, as we said, the hands will be, as we had takbir at tahreema, and the face in between. First in between, so here when you're putting our head down, first will be the nose, will touch, and then the forehead. Complete sajda will be the nose and the forehead on the ground. Some brothers make sajda only in the forehead, and the nose is off the ground. So the nose and the forehead, both on the ground, and the gaze and your eyes are at the tip of your nose. Once you practice to focus our eyes in the correct places, the order of salah and the eyes will be correct also. So they also now, your nose will go first, then the forehead, your eyes will focus on the tip of the nose, don't close the eyes, and you don't close your face also. Many times we close the face, Zabat Kozi Fajr time. So close the face, nose, it's apart. Fingers all facing towards the Qibla. And how much distance to have between your belly, your tummy and your thighs? Nabi alayhi salatu salam would keep so much of space between his thighs and his tummy. It's mentioned in the riwayat that a kid, the little goat was able to walk through. The little goat was able to walk through. You find commonly Fajr time, the youngsters sometimes ourselves because we're tired. So we'll make sajda like how the ladies make it. Then a very small sajda. And the elbows are taking support on the thighs also. Then you fall asleep a little while. Person falls asleep like that, wuzu will break. Wuzu will break. If you fall asleep the sunnat way, wuzu will not break. There's a whole discussion, why it breaks, why it doesn't break. So you leave the space a bit. So not too much also. And not too little, just in between that if a kid has to pass through, there's enough space between. This now, then also if you didn't salah individually, then you open up your arms. But in congregation, then you close it. But the forearm doesn't go to the ground. For men, doesn't go to the ground. It's above the ground. It's lifted off the ground and fingers facing towards the Qibla. And very important is the toes are grounded. If the toes come off the ground, then the salah is nullified. The different fatawa, some ulama say that 1 foot off the ground for less than 3 tasbihat, then salah is still valid. Some say once you lift it off the ground, then it's invalid. Some say to the extent also, when you're coming up from the sajda and you pick up your foot, salah becomes invalid. You might drag your foot. So you should be very careful now. You should be very, very careful with our feet doesn't get off the ground. And how it should be in sajda also, how it should be in sajda is both the feet. So here also there are two narrations. Either you can leave the feet naturally apart. As you're going down now, you leave it separated in sajda. The toes facing towards the Qibla, as far as possible, both the feet. So either it can be left upright or ilsaqul aqibain. Some riwayat comes of joining the heels. So you can join the heels together. There's also one narration. Our Shaykh al-Hadith is of that opinion. But the Mufti is of the opinion that you can leave your feet apart as you are standing. So, there's a sajda and very importantly, the toes facing towards the Qibla, fingers facing towards the Qibla. Has it mentioned about one Shaykh that was quite famous? So someone came from a different land to take bayat to him. He heard about this very famous Shaykh. So this person himself was on a very high level of taqwa, iman, and he was trained in salah also. So when he came to the khanqah of the Shaykh, and he asked the doorkeeper, where's the Shaykh? He says, he's in the garden right now. He's reading Salatul Duha, just namaz. Very powerful on his nafils also. And he reads the salah, like how Nabi Ali Salatul used to perform it on the natural ground, on the sand. That's the original sunnah. So when he reached there, the Shaykh just had finished his namaz. Another khadim and attendant was there. That's what the Shaykh said. He was here just now, finished his namaz, gone inside. Say, where was he reading namaz? I heard he reads on the ground. Sunnah, say, he did it just here. So as the Hakim Sahib Rahimullah mentioned, when he saw the ground upon which the Shaykh was performing salah, and he saw the print of his fingers, the fingers were all apart. It wasn't closed. So you see, that's the fingers of the Shaykh. He said, yes. So he can't be a Shaykh al-Kamil. He can't be a perfect Shaykh. His namaz is not right. So I wasted my time coming. And he left. Just on one sunnah. Fazil bin Iyaz rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned about him, he was so particular about sunnah. So particular about sunnah that one day he forgot to make miswak. Forgot to make miswak only in wudu. And that night in his dream, he sees Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling him, oh Fazil, you call this love? You call this love? You must miswak and you say you love me. The hadith sharif says, man ra'a fil manami, the person who sees me in his dream, فَقَدْ رَآنِي, he has seen me in his dream. فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَا يَتَمَثَّلُ فِي الصُّورَةُ, shaitan cannot take my form, the form of Nabi alayhi salatu. You see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you've seen him in a dream. What does it mean? It means that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam left his rawda. Allah allows him to move. There's a whole discussion altogether. When Nabi alayhi salam can't move, yes, he can move by the permission of Allah. But he can't be everywhere at one time. He can't be at every urus and jalsa at one time. He cannot be omnipresent, hazir and nazir. So he can be at one place. He's in the Tadhkiratul Rashid. Tadhkiratul Qurra. There's a kitab on the Qurra of the Ummah. The one incident mentioned there, there was a Qari. They had a very beautiful qira'ah, sitting in their masjid in the jungle, on his own, reading his Qur'an Sharif, to enjoy himself. As he's sitting there against the minbar, looking at the door, small masjid, he sees a whole group of horse riders coming. And beautiful men, just all in white, 20 degree horses also. He never saw men like that in his life. So he was sitting, he was reading Qur'an Sharif and his khadim, murid next to him. So he listened to his sheikh's Qur'an tilawat, beautiful Qur'an tilawat. So he sees this qafla and this caravan coming, all horse riders. And he's looking at them, but he didn't have the himmat and courage to stop his sheikh. They see somebody has come, he looks at them, and they're looking at him and they're listening to the Qur'an tilawat. Absolutely beautiful men. And then the main horse rider in the front just gestures to the group, let's move on. So they turn and they move. Didn't have the courage to ask him who they are also. After some time, he sees a solitary rider coming on a horseback. And at full speed, he comes, he stops, listens to the Qur'an tilawat. And he gestures to this person. So he wakes up and he goes to him, makes salam to him. And he asks him, did a group of horsemen come this way? He says, they have come. Did they come to listen to the Qur'an tilawat? He said, yes. Which way did they go? He said, they went that way. He's about to take off, he grabs the reins of the horse. He said, hold on, who are you? And who's this group of people? So he just smiles. So tell me, who are you? And then he tells him, say, I'm Ali radiallahu anhu, and the group of Sahaba were Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They came to listen to the Quran, the tilawat of the Shaykh. And as we were coming, Nabi of Allah gave me some work, I just finished it off, I'm going to catch up with them now. Yeah, Shuhada. Shuhada is alive in the qabr. With the permission of Allah, they can move in the world also. So Fuzail bin Iyaz rahimahullah, when he saw Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in his dream, and he tells him, Fuzail, you call this love? What does it mean? I give taklif and trouble Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to come all the way to me to reprimand me. But due to that taklif he gave to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, from that day till the end of his life, he would perform 200 salatu tawbah every day. 200 rakats of salatu tawbah daily for missing one miswak. So this person saw the sheikhs, just his fingers were on right. How can I take back to him? He's reading salat al-duha on the sand, but he can't put his fingers straight for salah. If salah is not right, how can he make my islah? Allah give us tawfiq, we're also learning. But how to become particular to learn our deen? So closing the fingers, the feet facing towards the qibla, we left the gap in between, we come up in jalsa between sajda, the du'as there also. Allahumma ghafirli wa rahamni wa afini wa hdini wa rizukni. Sit still. Then you go to the next sajda thereafter. They also, one breath, one tasbih. Subhana rabbi al-a'la, subhana rabbi al-a'la, subhana rabbi al-a'la. Now you made your sajda. Coming up now with the second rakat. He also the correct method in the Hanafi mazhab when we are coming up. When we're coming up, you find the Shafi'is, they push themselves up. But there's one rivayat. For us, we will come up and as straight as possible with the back, we come up. Come up and tie the hands normal again. So, Bismillah and Surah Fatiha. So, that is now your complete first rakat. Sitting down for tashahud, you see the feet. Here the kitab is very clear. Iftarasha rijlahul yusra wa yansubu rijlahul yumna. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will sit on his left foot. The left foot, as you can see, the toes are touching the right foot. Toes facing towards the qibla. The right foot is absolutely upright. Not like this. That's not the sunnah. Not like this. Not the sunnah. The kitab says, Yansub, that the foot has to be absolutely erected. But if we haven't done it, we can try it now and see how painful it is. Because is that flexed as yet, that muscle? So that, and the toes facing towards the qibla, And the left foot is joined to the right foot. Those toes are touching there, facing towards the Qibla also. How to sit upright also? We don't, what you call, slouch. Does it say, sit in such a way now that I'm ready for khidmat. Not lazily. I'm ready for khidmat. Ya Allah, give the command and I'll run. So I'm alert. I'm still sitting before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In this way we put the feet and for the hands. Different riwayat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam placed his hands upon ala fakhidhi, upon his thighs. Some say the riwayat of Muslim Sharif, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made a luqma. He made a luqma like a muscle of his left knee. For the two riwayats, so the Muftiyan, they join up all the riwayat and narrations and they say that the palms will be on your thighs. Thighs start from where? To the above the knee. So the palms will be on the thighs and the fingers will just overlap the knees, but facing towards the Qibla. Not right down also, just facing towards the Qibla. And not the hands like this or like that, in the direction of the Qibla. All 10 fingers. So here also we're sitting upright, I'm ready for khidmat. But slouched also. And not too straight back, just normal, natural. And the fingers also just overlapping the knee. Just overlapping the knee. And a person who started at-tahiyyatu. Here now Maktab Madrasa, we didn't learn correctly how at-tahiyyatu lillahi. At-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salatu wa tayyibat. We're stopping, you stop with tayyibat. If you're continuing with tayyibatu salamu alayka. Join it. Sir, wa tayyibatu assalamu alayka. Wa tayyibatu assalamu alayka. There's a major thing, but to do it correctly. You want to do everything correctly. Wa tayyibatu assalamu alayka, ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, wa salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. Now to raise the finger. Ashhadu Allah. Put your fingers there. Then you make a ring with these two. The ring is only with two fingers, not all these fingers. You'll find now many brothers, what they do is, they make a ring for three fingers. So if this is the knee, and they're making the tashahud, so you make with these two only. This is how it will look. You brothers can see it. Not like this. These two are tucked in. These two are making the ring. And these two are tucked in. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. When you drop it also, just suspend it a bit. Not right down. Just suspend it a bit. That's how you make it tashahud. And the riwayat says, فَهُوَ شَدُّ عَلَى الشَّيْطَانِ مِنَ الْحَدِيدِ. This raising of the finger is more heavy on shaitan than steel and iron. You can't take it. When you raise your finger for tawheed of Allah. So you raise your finger and you keep it like that till the end of salah. So you make your tashahud. You raise your finger when you have to raise it. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. You drop it. Durood Ibrahim also. Then dua at the end of salah. The riwayat of Bukhari Sharif. Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. Wa la yaghfiru dhunuba illa anta. It comes in the kitab. Before we share it with brothers also. And then how to make salam. To make salam, here we start from here. Assalamu alaikum. Not assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. We are making salam to the angels. So you have to address him also. So you start the salam, assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. We address the kum means salam to you. So different masail now to the imam, then you're making salam to the angel on the right, you're making salam to the musallis on the right, and salih al-jinn, the pious jinnat, they also here for namaz. And then to the left also, you're making salam to the angel, to musallis on the left. Musalli behind the imam is making salam to his angel, he's making salam to his imam sat in front of him, and he's making salam to the muqtadis to his right. And then to the left, the same thing. And he is now to the left of the imam. So he'll make intention of the imam in his right salam only. The left salam, he will not make the intention of the imam accordingly when it's in the right hand side to the imam, he's all the masail. But this sunnah is almost dead. Nobody makes it niyat. He just makes salam. Like you're making salam to the air. So this sunnah is there, who are you making salam to? Hazrat says also, when you start making this intention, that I'm making salam to my angel on the right and angel to the left, they are called raqibun atid. They're not called kiraman katibin. They use the term kiraman katibin, honorable scribes. My yelfizu bin qawli illa ladayhi raqibun atid. They are watches over you that are ready to record. So we call them now commonly amongst ourselves, Kiraman Katibin. So we're making salam to them. We are making salam. If you register this niyat, that I'm making salam to the angels, then this is a practice for you to believe in the unseen. At least that time of the day, I cannot see them, but I believe they are there. This is mudakara maghibat. So now you're practicing to believe in the unseen. Making salam also, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to turn his head so much hatta yura bayadu khaddihi, that the whiteness of his cheek would be seen from behind. So it wasn't just salam alaykum wa rahmatullah, salam alaykum. Is that correct? He would turn his entire head to the right, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. The sahaba ikram said, would see the whiteness of the cheek from behind. Then bring the head back to the center again and from here, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Muqtadi, the correct way for him to make salam with the imam. Before the imam can reach the meme of assalamu, he must start his salam already. Then after assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, then he starts assalamu alaykum. It means you made salam after the imam. Whereas the hadith sharif says, إِذَا كَبَّرَ الْإِمَامُ فَكَبِّرُوا وَإِذَا رَكَعَ فَارْكَعُوا وَإِذَا سَجَدَ فَاسْجُدُوا وَإِذَا سَلَّمَ فَسَلِّمُوا. When imam makes salam, he will also make salam. So you make with him. Before he can reach the meme of assalamu, you start your salam already. Other masail now, if you missed a rakat and you made salam, three scenarios based upon how you made your salam. With the imam, before the imam, after the imam. If you made salam with the imam, then you know such a sahu. If you made salam after the imam, as commonly we do it, imam says salamu alaykum, then you start making salam, then you realize about a musrakat. You have to make such a sahu after this. Because you made salam after the imam. If you made salam with the imam, then you know such a sahu. Then you realize you stood up. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. For the imam sahib also, the sunnah is the first salam, or rather the second salam, is softer than the first salam. That is sunnah. Not about how long, how short it is. It shouldn't be long also. For happens, you find the imam sahib pulls the salam, all the more is still waiting now. And now he says, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Now they're waiting to make salam. Sometimes they're impatient, sometimes they make it before the imam, the salam won't be valid. So there's moderation in the takbirat also. The second salam is softer. So you follow the imam in the second salam also, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. And that is basically the end of the salah, inshallah. So any questions, those who would like to know anything? If there are any questions, last year also we shared with the brothers, Mufti Ibrahim Nurgat, alhamdulillah, he handles the fatwa for the khanka, and for the madrasa, alhamdulillah, he has a special fatwa number. Brothers, to know any fatwa, anything in regards to namaz, or anything, whatever it is, alhamdulillah, Mufti Sahib will handle all those queries. Anybody needs it, usually we send the number on the groups also. So, Mashallah, Mufti Sahib is very competent. Did his iftah in Darul Mazad for 2 years by our Ustad Mufti Mutara Sahib, alhamdulillah, in all different aspects, mashallah. There were a whole team of Muftis that they consult and they make mashwara, etc. So, alhamdulillah, they were competent in the field of issuing fatwa also. Whether it be business masail, whether it be namaz, whatever it is, alhamdulillah. So, Mufti Ibrahim Nurgat Sahib, he handles the fatwa usually. So, if any questions that need some detail that I haven't understood, then we can send it to via WhatsApp to Mufti Sahib, he'll answer it, inshallah. In the meantime, Mufti Sahib got a question. Before you merge the... Yeah, so it depends on your discretion now. So if you feel like you went, first you've got to say your first takbir, Allahu Akbar. And then the second takbir, it has to be two takbirs. So second takbir, you're going down, and if you feel now, I got the imam for a split second in that posture. Sometimes you're looking at the imam, and he's coming up, but he's still closer to ruku. And you got him in there, you got the posture. But if he's already now more than halfway up, and now you're going down, you miss a rakat. So we're getting for a split second now, in that posture, you got that posture. Especially now when you're joining the rakat. Is there anything else? Ji, please go back. When you're waking up, so when you're going down in sajda, first you place the nose in the forehead. When you're coming up, then you take out the, you pick up the forehead first. Then the nose, the opposite way. That's the correct manner to come up from. Let you pick up the nose first, then the forehead. First will be the forehead and then the nose. You don't drag the fingers also. Don't drag the fingers on the carpet, wherever you are, you place the hands, then you pick up the hands. That's the correct method of doing it. Is there anything else, inshallah? Right. Look at the ankle. Usually they say, when it comes to placing the eyes, in qiyam, in standing, is the place of sajda. In ruku, they say, on the top of the feet. If you're wearing socks, then you can't see the ankles also. So you look at the top of the feet, in sajda, the tip of the nose, and in tashahud posture, you look at your lap. Not at your hands, you look at your lap. When you make it tashahud, then you can look at your finger. But you focus upon your lap. And to be careful, we don't play too much with the kurta, especially when you're coming up. Now to put the kurta right, two hands, they can constitute what we call al-amalul kathir. Excessive action in salah, they can break the namaz. If you come, if I ever come up from ruku, and I do this, and somebody will see me, he'll doubt now whether I'm in namaz or not. So the onlooker doubts, or he feels he's not in namaz, he says, Islam alaikum. He says, you're going to sajda. Your namaz is broken. Because to him, you weren't in namaz. So there's two views to it. One view is this, if an onlooker feels the amount you are doing action in namaz, he feels you're not in namaz. So he came up from ruku, whether he put his kurta right, or he put his topia right, looks at you now, he sees you're not in namaz. So you must understand your namaz is broken. Because excessive action in salah. Or they say in one posture, more than three times, you did a movement of part of that posture. So you're standing in salah, with the topia right, then he scratch his ears, then scratch his nose, you see, your salah is broken. So much fidgeting in namaz is more fidgeting than remembrance of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You're also going down, they say in kitab, you shouldn't now put your clothes together. Shouldn't put your clothes, this has become very common. When the brothers go into sajda, now because they want to, they would want the kurta to crease, to get dirty. So what they do when they're going down now, they're doing this. They put the kurta straight. So all the sunnahs are left out now. He's bending down already. Now he's putting the kurta straight. His mind is not in the namaz. His mind is in his kurta. So all his habits have come into the salah, which is not part of the namaz. To put the kurta straight, then to put the topi straight, to play with the beard. So all these are not part of namaz. Out of namaz it is. But his habits have come and it can render the salah invalid. Well, therefore, we should be focused, absolutely motionless, and how Allah wants it now, that's how I should do it. Yes, the topi comes out now. In one hand, quickly, soft movement, you can pick it up and put it right. Even the cell phone has to go on. For less than three, subhanallah, quickly to put it off. Softly, quickly with the hand, you can put it off. That is allowed. But too much, like one time in the haram also, one of the Arab brothers is phone went on, so he took it out. He took it out, looking, answered it. Salah, salah, ba'deen. Ba'deen, salah. The brother, three namaz, after namaz, I'll answer you. This namaz is God, man. So don't think that the promise of Allah, that I saw in Madina, Munawwara, so it's kosher. No, his namaz is broken. So, swiftly one hand, then you can answer the call, that is permissible. Not answer the call, sorry. No, to cancel the call. To cancel the call. Permissible. Oh, sometimes you got. Your nose is running in namaz. So you can keep a tissue in your hand and quickly just wipe it. But to blow it in namaz, it's not permissible. The salah can break. So there quickly you can just rub your nose and then put your hand back over there. That is permissible. It is okay. So this excessive action in salah should be very, very careful. That's why our kafir say, our elders say, if your salah is correct, your entire life will be correct. As a final example, one person came to our Hazrat Wala, Abdul Hamid Sahib, sitting in the masjid, said, Mawlana, I got a taqaza. Got a taqaza. What taqaza you got? Said, Mawlana, I need to get married. So what's the problem? So third wife. He gave her a third wife. So what, you got two already? He said, yeah, but now, garam. Too much badam. So he attended the majalis. The Mawlana discussed this. Salah and how to focus the eyes, etc. in namaz. How to focus the eyes, to focus it right in namaz, the out of namaz, everything will be focused correctly. Salah will pull everything of yours. So he heard this in the bayan. Then in Qiyam, how to focus the eyes, in Ruku, in Sajda, in Tashahud, Salam. In Salam also, we look at the shoulders. Commonly we have this now, when you make Salam, you want to see who came late. This way, that way. And when you make the second Salam also, the etiquette is to bring the head back to the center. Etiquette, I just finished talking to Allah. So bring the head back. You find sometime when you make the second Salam, one way will go away. Who came late? So there was business there. Are you talking to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? Anyway, after some time he came back to Mawlana. Mawlana, I heard your bayan a few months ago. I'm just telling you, I don't even have taqaza for the second wife now. So what happened? So I realized it wasn't too garam, that I was too hot. The problem was my eyes. I was looking at all haram things, so I felt now that I have a need for a third wife. But now I'm controlling my eyes, just my first wife is enough for me. My eyes are full already. Just controlling my eyes only. Hazrat says, just controlling the eyes, your entire life will be controlled. Just only focusing the eyes. Out of salah, you'll be able to control your eyes also. So salah has everything in it. You just have to get iqamah to salah, establishment of salah has to come. Faraiz, wajibat, sunnah, and the mustahabbat. Then our salah is correct, inshallah. And this is a lifetime effort. We won't get it 100%, but we will try. We will try, Allah will bring it to perfection. But we will try our best to perfect it as much as we can, inshallah. We all try, inshallah. If there are any questions, we can have another session, inshallah. Or we can send out the number of Ibrahim Sahab, and then we can contact him. Right, and as I mentioned now, you might find Allah Ikram not performing namaz like this. But the alim is namaz not like that. It's not my job that. It's not my job to greet anybody. Allah's fazl, Allah's shukr, in our Shaykh Sankha in Azadul, this is the most important thing. As you mentioned, the five branches of deen, alhamdulillah, Hazrat taught us all the five branches. Iman, ibadat, akhlaq, business dealings, social interaction. This is our life. Five things. And touch on all these things. Whether you go to the mashayikh, you go in the path of Allah, they also you learn it. But practically, to make you do it, alhamdulillah, we go to the khanka and the whole syllabus, how to perfect your namaz. Then how to make your zikr, how to make your Quran tilawat. So at least the basics in my life, I got it, alhamdulillah. That is why we go to the khanka. I thought say there is no takraw, there is no contradiction between the effort of da'wat and deen and khanka. Da'wat of deen, that's our basis. That's the basis, the foundation. He says the only thing with the sawf and khanka, just add the flavor to it. Put the salt in the food. Put the spice. What is that? Ikhlas. Consciousness of Allah. So you have to do the amal. Go in the path of Allah and just bring everything else together with it. Now, mashallah, you are whole package with you. Allah Ta'ala will make you a means of hidayat to others, inshallah. Inshallah, we all try, inshallah. Then we'll make the shkil for 4 months, I think. We are ready, inshallah. You give over 4 months also. You go for 4 months, what will happen, brothers? Everything will happen, inshallah. Then nothing will happen. Everything will happen, please. Then come back, and then mashallah make our zikr also, go to the mashayikh also. But Imam Dawla Sahib is saying, ilm, ilm and zikr, ilm and zikr. Educate yourself to make zikr of Allah. Go to the mashayikh, you will learn how to perform salah. Like tonight we learned a bit, a little bit, alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala gave tawfiq. It's a golden opportunity, golden night. This is how we learned it, we're passing it on, we take it on, pass it on to our children also. Check their namazes also. We have to check this, so we tell the fathers, please bring your son to the masjid, make him stand next to you. You're reading sunnats, make him read sunnah next to you. Tell him, by you read short surah, inna athina quluba, read it. And check his namaz. Then tell him, so you must do it like this, do it like that. He'll remember you for the rest of his life. They tell him, drive the car, teach him the car of namaz also. Give him that also, alhamdulillah. And then tell him, that Allah will give you a car also. So salah is very important, you've got to teach them also. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. Brothers can have refreshments. And the next session, only do our surahs, inshallah. SubhanAllah, bihamdihi, subhanAllah. How much time, brothers, will need?